Now you will hear the second talk. Look at the questions. Listen to a school psychologist giving a short talk to parents.
Good evening, everyone. Tonight we're going to be discussing the pros and cons of giving intelligence tests, specifically those known as IQ tests, to children. Now, many parents are skeptical. They don't believe that IQ tests actually test their children's intelligence. However, that's not true. They do. Research shows that children who take an IQ test at the age of 5, before they start school, and then again at 18, after finishing high school, often have the same scores on both tests. That's because IQ tests measure your intelligence, not your acquired knowledge, and that's an important distinction. So, why should a child take an IQ test? Well, everyone has hundreds of specific mental abilities. Many of these can be measured accurately, and these measurements can be reliable predictors of academic and financial success. Of course, let me stress that a high IQ is no guarantee of success. You still need to work hard to succeed. But a high IQ score could give your child the confidence and motivation to do so. On the downside, there's the risk that if the results indicate that your child has below average intelligence, it could be demotivating, causing your child to simply give up on learning. But knowing your child's IQ allows you to take steps to ensure that its education level is matched to his or her abilities. So now let's take a look at an actual IQ test. If you'll all turn to page 1 of the handout I gave you, you'll see examples of the kinds of questions you'd encounter.